This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, this is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Are you one of those people that put off doing some tasks and you say, look, I'll get around to doing it sometime? Well, the word for that is procrastination, putting off what you should do today. Now, most of us procrastinate. Sometimes there's a Latin song that says, the window she's broken and the rain's coming in, and if someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain will go away and we don't need a window on such a sunny day. I read an article online that said 20% of people chronically avoid difficult tasks and deliberately look for distractions. 20% of us. They don't pay bills on time. They miss opportunities to buy tickets to concerts. They don't use the gift certificates. They file their income tax returns late. And they're always late making appointments for the dentist and leave the Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. Now, we might smile about that, but not take it seriously. But Mark Twain used to say, why put off tomorrow until tomorrow what you can put off until the day after tomorrow? I like the fellow who said he'd made up his mind that he was going to put an end to his procrastinating, but he just never got around to it. I think he's got plenty of good company. Procrastinators like to say to themselves, I'll feel more like doing this tomorrow, or I work best under pressure, but in fact they don't get the urge the next day, and they protect themselves by saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it's not important. Or they think, well, I need time. And they look for distractions. I mean, checking emails, sometimes that can be the perfect procrastinating thing to do, rather than perhaps vacuuming the house. I'll just take a few minutes to read my emails. Well, Lord Chesterton, in a letter to his son, said, never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. You might be an impulsive person who can't plan, and you say, well, there's always tomorrow. Well, it was Hara Estrof-Marana who wrote in Psychology Today in the magazine, said, the future is always ideal. The fridge is stocked, the weather is clear, the train runs on time, and the meetings end on time. Well, today, yeah, but today stuff happens. And that's why I say that tomorrow is a most dangerous word. I'll look after that tomorrow. It can have consequences, actually. We talk about tomorrow, but in saying that, we miss out on what is very important, and that is today. And that's what God gives us today. The instant now that I'm talking to you, we need to embrace this moment and recognize that every day, every moment that we have is a precious gift from God. The greatest danger of procrastination is sometimes we wait too long. We know that people say there are dreams of love. There's life and adventure in all of us. That's what Elizabeth Kluber Ross also said. But they're sadly filled with reasons why we shouldn't try. These reasons seem to protect us or imprison us. They hold life at a distance. She says that life will be over sooner than we think. If we've got bikes to ride and people to love, now is the time to do it. That's a good reminder to what the Bible says, and Proverbs 27 verse 1 says this, do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. And it's worth thinking about, writing it down. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. I mean, God has given you and me this day to serve him and the opportunity to put him first. It says in Colossians 3:23 in the New Testament, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord, not for men. So if we put our hearts into our work, as this verse says we should do, we'll probably find it less difficult to procrastinate. Now, Jesus never said that life would be easy. There's going to be sacrifice and commitment, but there is a reward for those who do what he wants. So don't ask, what do I feel like doing? Ask the question, what does God want me to do today? So instead of focusing on tomorrow, focus on today. We need to see God at work in every moment and to join him in that work that's given to us. So what have you been putting off for tomorrow that actually should be done today? Lord, we realize that we're human, but Lord, help us to stop thinking about tomorrows, but to think about the today, what you've given us, and give us your strength to do it. Amen.